Yeah. Okay, good evening. Upcoming Shabbos is number one, Parshas Mishpatim. Shabbos Mevarchim, Adar Rishon, or Adar Aleph. It would be Shabbos Mevarchim for the month of Purim, but since it's a leap year, here's where the leap year will be noticeable. Purim is going to be pushed off. Pesach, actually, is going to be pushed off. And we're going to have a Purim Katan, but Mishanichnas Adam Arbin Besimcha applies to both Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. As the Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein Bein Adar Harishon LaAdar HaShemi Ela Kriyas HaMegillah UMatanis LaEvyonim. In other words, besides the mitzvah of reading the Megillah and giving the gifts to the poor, there is no distinction between Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. They're both the same. And Mishanichnas Adam Arbin Besimcha this year applies for 60 days instead of 30. And being that we're already in the week of Mevarchim, we already feel the Simcha of Adar approaching. In fact, according to one man, the Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi in Megillah, the real Purim is in the first Adar. That's the opinion of a Tana, even though we do not paskin that way. As the Svarim say, any opinion, even if it's not the Halacha, is to be studied, and in Shemayim, there are worlds where that opinion is observed. So, Shabbos Mevarchim Adar Aleph is this Shabbos. It is also the completion, we finished the 6 weeks of Shovavim, Shmois Va'erebay B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. There are two more weeks in a leap year, but the real weeks of Shovavim are finished this week. This is the last week, like Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, as this forum compared to, where one can rectify any pagam, as we'll see in this parasha as well, in Parashas Mishpatim. This week, we also get to read the Haftarah of Mishpatim, which is unusual, because usually, in a regular year, this is also Parashas Shkolim, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, so the Haftarah is usually about Shkolim or Mocha Chodesh. The only time we ever really get to read the Haftarah of Mishpatim is when it's a leap year. The Haftarah of Mishpatim basically speaks about one topic, even though Mishpatim has in it many, many mitzvahs. So most of this parasha is halachas of Torah that are elaborated on in Torah Shebaal Peh, as it's known from Tzaddikim, from great Rosh Yeshivas as well, who said that one who learns this parasha with all the Rashis has already a tremendous head start to many of Mesechtas in Torah Shebaal Peh, including the Bavos, Chesed and Nezikim, other Mesechtas as well. The Haftarah this week is from Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph till the last two psukim. The last two psukim we go back to Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel. Also something unusual. And it's the nevuah that was said to Yirmiyahu after Tzidkiyahu had made a bris with Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim. It says, Likroi Lohem Deror, proclaiming freedom. Like Yovel, Deror is Yovel. It was a time when all the slaves were free. L'shalach ishes avdoi v'ishes shivchosei ha'ivri v'ha'ivri ha'chavshim. Why is that a big deal? Because for many years it was not observed. This halach of shiluach avodim was not observed, and people were keeping the slaves and the maidservants against their will, even though they were supposed to free them, as we're going to learn at the beginning of this week's parasha. And the rest of the Haftarah is that Bnei Yisrael, even after they freed their slaves, took them back again. And then Hashem says to Yirmiyah, so says Hashem, Anochi Karati Brises Avoyseichem, B'yom Haitzi Oysam Eretz Mitzrayim Mibes Avodim. Leimor, that at the end of 7 years, you're supposed to send your slaves free. Miket Shev Hashanim Teshalchu Ishas Ochiv Ivri. And you didn't do that. Likro Dror to proclaim freedom for the Avodim. And therefore, there's going to be the Churban. From this Haftarah, it would seem that the Churban came about because they didn't observe the Halachas of Eved Ivri. Now, being that this is the whole Haftarah this week, and it ends with the Pasuk, Koyamar Hashem, Emloi Brisi Yoimam V'Layla Chukais Shemaim V'Eretz Loi Samti, and then Ti Oshev Es Shavusam V'Richamtem, on a happy note, that Hashem will not forsake us, even though we have forsaken Him, and He will keep to His end, His bris. Why should this be the Haftarah of Mishpatim? This is only one topic. It's the first five psukim of the parasha, because Ve'elah HaMishpatim is a general introduction to the entire parasha. The next five psukim speak about Eved Ivri. There are many, many other mishpatim in this parasha. At the end, we have the preparation for Matan Torah. The Torah is written out of order here. Enuktam Me'uchar. So the end of Mishpatim goes back to some of the details that were left out in Parashas Yisrael, including that which Klal Yisrael proclaim, which the Gemara speaks so much about, the famous words of Nasa V'Nishma. This is the Shabbos of Nasa V'Nishma, by the way. Not last week. Most people, if you ask, I believe it's a very common mistake that people make when you ask, where does it say Nasa V'Nishma? Everyone will say, well, of course, in Parashas Yisrael, the Parashah of Matan Torah. It does not say it there at all. It says it here in Parashas Mishpatim. And despite that there are so many topics in this parasha, Chazal chose the Haftorah to be about Shiluach Avodim, which is the first mitzvah in this week's parasha. Why? And we don't get to read it unless it's a leap year, because it's usually Shkolim. There's Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah. Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. The Yerushalmi says there on the Pasuk in Va'era, this is in the midst of the mission to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Says the Yerushalmi, what did Hashem command Moshe and Aaron to tell Bnei Yisrael? The mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim, that we have to send free, we have to send our slaves free, we have to let them go. Whether it's after 6 years, or if the slave wants to stay longer, on the 50th year, as the Pasuk discusses here at the beginning of the parasha. Why is that such an important mitzvah that I was told to Moshe Rabbeinu to repeat to Klal Yisrael before they even left Mitzrayim? And the Yerushalmi continues, quoting the Pasuk in this week's Haftarah, that was the punishment during the Bayis Rishon, and one of the reasons, there it says, I think it is the reason, that we lost the first Beis HaMikdash and the Churban took place, because that mitzvah was not observed, and the slaves were not freed. But from that Yerushalmi would indicate that this mitzvah of Shiluach Avodim is a very important mitzvah. Because one may ask, why would this be the first mitzvah to talk about right after Matan Torah? Who had any slaves then? There were no Avodim at that time. No Jews had stolen money right away after Matan Torah and then would have to be sold into slavery by Beis Din, which is what this topic is referring to. Kisikna Eved Ivri is Miyad Beis Din Shemachru B'gnei Vasei. We're talking about a man who stole money, did not have the money to pay back. So as it says later in the parasha, im ein loy venimkar b'gnei vasoi. Who at that time stole money that would have to be sold into slavery? I mean, this is a mitzvah that will take place probably later on in history. This should be the first, and Rashi tells us, ve'eila ha-mishpatim is with a vav, which anytime it says ve'eila, it is a continuation of the previous. So mishpatim is a continuation of Yisroi. They're just like the Aseres Hadibros were set on Har Sinai, which, as Mefarshim explained, means with all the fanfare, with all the publicity, with the thundering and the lightning and the fire, and the awesome sight. V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koyles v'yas ha'lapidim. So too were these mishpatim, which would mean that, being that this is the first of the mishpatim, ki sikna eved ivri, this corresponds to the first of the Aseres Hadibros. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Hitzesicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, where Hashem says, I took you out of slavery. There's no reason why you should want to remain a slave, or you shouldn't do anything that would cause you to be sold into slavery. And in fact, in this Nevuah of Yirmiyah that we'll be reading this Shabbos, Koyama Hashem Alekei Yisrael Anoichi Karati Bris Es Avoseichem B'yoyim Hoitzi Oysa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. It is unusual that the Navi should also mention Mibeis Avodim. What's this? Yaseres HaDibris over again. It would have been enough to say, Anoichi Karati Bris Es Avoseichem Miyoyim Haitzi Oysam Ayeres Mitzrayim. Why is it necessary to say again Mibeis Avodim? We know that from the Yaseres HaDibris that it's Mibeis Avodim. Mibeis Avodim means, as we read later on in Parshas Behar, where the topic of Eved Ivri is repeated in detail, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodai heim, v'lei avodim la'avodim. We are Hashem's servants, and we are not supposed to be subservient to anyone else. An eved is potter from mitzvahs v'riyas ponim, because he has more than one master. And the Pasuk says, Ye'iroya kol zuchurcha, in this week's parasha, in fact, Ye'iroya kol zuchurcha el p'nei ha'od doin Hashem, that one is obligated to go three times a year to to see the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash to the Master Hashem, one who only has one master, but a slave who has more than one is exempt. An Eved, it says in Zohar, is exempt from saying Kriya Shema, because he can't. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he has someone else above him as well. He can't accept full O Malchus Shemayim. An Eved, even though he's an Eved Ivri, is lowered to the status, to the point that he's even allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman, which we don't find anywhere else, that it's mutter, even by going out to war, but he has to marry the woman, he has to be Megaya the woman. Here, she's a Shivcha Kananis, and she remains with her master even after he goes free. She's considered a non-Jew. And Eved Ivri has lowered himself to the lowest levels. Not only that, but the Pasuk describes here an Eved who says he loves his master so much and his new wife and children that Loi Eitzei Chavshi, I don't want to go out free at all. And such an individual has his ear pierced by the mezuzah, as the Pasuk says, Higisha El Hadelus Oyala Mezuzah, because it's in the mezuzah where it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're hinting to this Eved, why don't you take the message of the mezuzah instead of wanting to stay a slave? And he works till Yovel, even though it says he works forever. It sounds like he's doomed. Chazal tell us, no, he's not doomed. There's hope for him too. When the 50th year arrives, the Jubilee year, and the Ishel Mishpachto Toshuvu, all slaves return to their masters. There's hope even for this Eved Ivri, and even for the Eved that was Nirtza, even for the Eved that had his ear pierced. Why, though, are we talking about this low Jew, this Jew who is the lowest of all Jews, here at the beginning of this parasha, which is right after Matan Torah, and this is the parasha of Nasa V'Nishma, which the whole idea of Nasa V'Nishma means that one totally submits himself to Hashem, he has no one else other than Hashem to account to. Certainly an Eved Ivri would not be included in that category. Where the pasuk says, "Vayikach sefer habris, vayikra ba'oznei ha'am, vayoyimru, koyel ha'shadibar Hashem nasa v'nishma." The Torah ends off talking about the hachanas, the preparation before Matan Torah, and then what takes place right afterwards when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to receive the first luchos, which had those luchos be given to us, had we not sinned by the egel, had there not been the shvira of the luchos, as the Gemara says in Erevin, that never would have been galus, the world would have been perfect, the Olam HaTikun. So at the end of the parasha, we have the first luchos. Klal Yisrael are on the highest level humanly possible to attain, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Paska Zuhamasan, the Zuhamas Hanochash has been removed. Klal Yisrael had just said Nasa V'Nishma. But we're talking here about an Eved Ivri. We're talking about an Eved Ivri who's willing to remain a slave to his master. What's also interesting is the Torah refers to itself here as the Sefer HaBris, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, instead of saying Sefer HaTorah. Why does the Torah refer to itself here? Why does Hashem refer to the Torah as the Book of the Covenant, even though we understand it, because it says right before that, that Klal Yisrael entered into a covenant with Hashem, as the Gemara says in Krisos, Rashi quotes it here, that Nichnesu, Lebris b'mila utvila v'hazo asdamim. They immersed themselves in the mikvah. They had bris mila. They were sprinkled upon from the blood of the karbonos that were brought on the 5th of Sivan. And so that which was read in front of them is referred to as sefer habris. But Rashi says sefer habris is the chumash up until that point, which is the entire sefer Bereishis until Parshas Yisrael. Why is it referred to here as the sefer habris? And being that we are beginning the preparations for Purim now, as strange as it might sound, but that's the fact. Time does go by quickly. This is the Shabbos Mevarchim Adar Aleph. And Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, it's one long Adar. You have a 60-day Adar. Mishenichnes Adar Marbin B'Simcha lasts 60 days this time. We know that any negative, anything that is negative, anything that is tameh, that is not kosher, becomes batel, becomes annulled, b'shishim. There's the concept of bitl b'shishim. So the Sfarim say that the 60 days of Adar, when we have two Adars and a leap year, we could be mevatel, we can remove, we could annul all the negativities with the simcha of the 60 days of Adar. Especially this year, when we continue with Shoivavim into Adar, which is tough, Shevav and Tach, Ruma Tetzava. We have a Purim Katan, and we have a Purim Meshulash, which is considered the greatest Purim, when Purim is triple, when it's a Friday, like this year in Eretz Yisrael, it's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. This great Purim, which prepares us, of course, for the Pesach that falls out on Sunday, Erev Pesach Shecholi is B'Shabbos, Chassam Sofer says, and the Yimrei Noyam, that Mashiach will come in a year, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and it's a Shemitah year. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the year, a year like this will never happen again. There will never be a year like this again until the year 6000. And some of the other events of this year will not occur again until for 44 years. So the preparation, which already started really to Bishvat, certainly this week when we are already entering into the month of Adar, as Rashi says, why Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha Yemei Purim U'Pesach. Then not only are we preparing for Purim, we're preparing for Pesach as well, because Purim is the Hachana to Pesach. It's the end of the year, it's the Acharis Hashana, the end of the year which begins in Nisan. And we get ready for the Megillas Esther, where we start, Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh, Hu Achashverosh ha-moylech me-hoidu v'yad Kush. Achashverosh was the king who ruled from India to Ethiopia. That's literally what Hoidu and Kush mean, according to one opinion of the Gemara. Svarim explained, Achashverosh is Hashem, Melech she-ha-achris v'horeshis shaloi. He is the king that the end and the beginning are his. Acharis v'reishis. Acharis comes before reishis when we talk about Purim, because Purim is for the Acharis Jews. Purim are for the lowest Jews. Jews who are so involved in the pleasures of this world, they're willing to remain in Golus, they're willing to remain slaves to their Yetzer Hara. The ones who attended the party of Achashverosh, which the whole purpose of that party was to instill in them Yiyush, hopelessness, it's over. Let's face it, you'll never see your Beis HaMikdash again. That's what Achashverosh told them. That's why Achashverosh made the party. He calculated, he miscalculated, and according to his calculation, the 70 years were up. There was no Geula. There won't be one. So, let's party. Let's have a good time. You may as well join in and have a good time. Eat, drink, and be merry, because this whole hope that you have, this tikva, yesh tikva la'achariseich, as Rachel Imenu says in the prophecy of Yirmiyah. It's nonsense. The party was to instill in them Yiyush. There's no hope. Avda tikvaseinu. Our hope is lost. We're not going to be redeemed. And when one falls into Yiyush, that's when one falls into Taivas Olam Hazeh. Because if there's nothing to look forward to, when one, as we mentioned last week, depression, not only depression, but Yiyush, which depression leads to Yiyush, is what leads to all the Chatoyim, specifically those Chatoyim that we're working on during these weeks. And that's exactly what Amalek, Asher Karcha, which is Keri, which is Tuma, which is Mikra Nikra, is coincidence. There's no divine providence. You could do whatever you want. That's what Amalek instills in us, which Purim time we are being erasing Amalek. Timcha Zecher Amalek. Haman is from Zera Amalek. Haman advised Achashverosh, it's an unknown medrash, but the medrash says it, that Haman advised Achashverosh to be metame, not only that the Jews should attend the party and eat and drink, and as most medrashim say that it was a kosher, there was a kosher section that had an OU, it was glat, wasn't a problem. Mordechai even was the mashgiach there, even though he told everyone not to go, but he still felt that they should be eating kosher. But there was also another intention here by the party. There were mitoi zohar v'chesef. The pasuk says, Chur karpas v'scheiles ochus b'chav levutz v'argoman al gruvei kesef v'amudei sheish mitoi zohar v'chesef, beds of silver and gold. There was another intention here. They were trying to be metame, the Jewish people. They were trying to be metame their eyes. They were trying to get them to fall into the trap of Asher Karcha. That's why Asher Karcha is b'gematria Achashverosh. Achashverosh joins together with Haman, and he wants to instill in Klal Yisrael the tumah that will eventually lead them to become kofrim, not to believe anymore. Achashverosh and Haman knew, like all the greats in those days, Paroi and others, that when the Jews believe in something, that's their key to success. Get them to give it up, get them to deny, get them to become kofrim, they shouldn't believe anymore, and then we'll get them. Then they'll be in our hands. And the way to remove their emuna, Asher Karcha, is with the other Asher Karcha. So what's happening by the party is The purpose of the party is to get them involved in Taivas Olam Haza, eating, drinking, znus and the like, looking at what they shouldn't, plastering pictures all over the place, whatever went on, we can imagine what went on, even though those days perhaps things were a little different, but we can imagine today what goes on by parties and the bars and in all these places is exactly what Achashverosh and Haman were trying to instill, were trying to affect here. And that is, this is going to lead to Yiyush. There's no hope. Yiyush shalaymi das, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. All the tzaddikim said that anyone that falls into Yiyush should know that it's not logical. Meaning, anyone that falls into Yiyush should know that it's from the Yetzer Hara. There's no, a Jew can never give up hope. No one can give up hope. And Purim is the best proof to it, because Purim was specifically for those Jews who went to the party. Those Jews who attended the party, and yes, they fell, and that's why they deserved that Haman should rise to power and instill fright for 70 days. They didn't know what the outcome was going to be, even though Haman was killed a few days later. Nehenu misudasei shalaisa Russia, and they fell, and they lost hope, and they doubted whether there's ever going to be a redemption, and they were nichshal in Pegam HaBris, whatever Pegam HaBris means, they were nichshal. Nevertheless, Purim was for them. Purim was given to those Jews. Yesh tikva, there is hope. Achashverosh tries to say there is no hope. Yesh tikva is begematria Achashverosh. We know what the Arizal says, that many times you have two phrases that are equal to each other, that are opposite. It's like Nochash is equal to Mashiach, because Mashiach will rectify the Chet HaNochash. Not that Mashiach is a Nochash. Mashiach will rectify the Chet HaNochash. Zuhamas HaNochash, which Zuhamas HaNochash is begematria Achashverosh, that will be rectified when Mashiach will come. And therefore, Yesh Tikva La'acharisech, which Rachel Imenu, the great-great-grandmother of Mordechai and Esther are descendants of Rachel. Rachel is the one who said, Yesh Tikva, that there is hope, even La'acharisech, even for the Acharis Jews, even for the lowest level Jews, that are the Acharis, they are in the bottom, they've hit rock bottom. In fact, Acharis, the word Acharis says that Tzvila Tzadik is equal to 619. Purim is mitzvah number 619. Chanukah is 620. Purim is 619. Acharis is begematria Haman ben Hamadasa ha'agogi. Haman told Achashverosh, if you can get the Jews to fall into the Shah Hanun of Tumah, if you can get them to become Acharis Jews, as it says, Vayizanev b'chob, I am Molech. Amolek instilled in us the feeling that we're tail ends. We're just ends. We're Acharis Jews. We're nothing. We're not worth anything. Anyone will tell you today, and all those who are busy trying to wonder why children are going off the derech today and all that, is because a lot of them lose, they have no self-esteem, they think they're worthless, and many times they think they're worthless because they're nichshal in these chatoim of these weeks that we're working on, so therefore they think they're not worth anything. And of course, that's total sheker. That's only the Yetzer Hara trying to instill yish into everyone, because that's the way to get you to fall and not to want to rectify yourself, or not to realize that you can, because you figure there's no hope anyway, so I may as well just continue. Yesh tikva, says Rachel Imenu. Yesh tikva is begematria Achashverosh. That's right. Don't listen to Achashverosh and Haman. Achashverosh and Haman team together to try to destroy any hope. Achashverosh Haman is begematria tikkun shoivavim. That during these weeks of Shoivavim, where there's the tikkun of Shoivavim, we can rectify that which Achashverosh and Haman wanted to instill in Klal Yisrael and get rid of the hope, the tikva, that a Jew can always reach the highest levels possible, no matter how low he fell. Even if he became an Acharis Jew, he could now become a Reishis Jew. That's the Melech, that's Achashverosh's Acharis Vereishis. Even though Achashverosh was a person, but the Medrash says it's Melech Sheha'achris V'Horeshus Shaloi, that Hashem says it's just the opposite, that a person who has fallen to the level of Acharis can connect himself to Reishus. May Hoidu V'Yat Kush. Hoidu are the Jews that shine. Hoid means splendor. Yehudi, a Yehudi from the word Hoid. A Jew is supposed to be a Yehudi. Hoid, Hodor. Kush is black. Not getting into any racism here, but the fact is, the pasuk says, "Halei kivnei kushiyim atem li," says Reb Tzadik in Parshas Kedoshim, that refers to Pekam HaBris. Someone who's nichshal in Pekam HaBris is called a kushi. That's what Reb Tzadok says. Halak on pasuk halak of nekushia matem li, because it blackens, it darkens the neshama. In fact, Shlaima HaMelech says, Al tiruni sha'ani shachar chayres. Don't look at me because I'm black. I have sinned and I've become black. Sha'ani shachar chayres. Sheshezafasni hashamesh, because it's really like a suntan. It's only on the outside. In the inside, everyone is really a tzaddik. V'amech kulam tzaddikim, as the Reb Tzadok explains in his lengthy essay in Parshas Kedoshim. May hoidu viat kush. Achashverosh is the melech from hoidu till kush. That even the kushim, even those who have sinned and fallen to the level of kush, kushi is begematria purim. Purim is for the kushim. Purim is for those who have sinned and fallen in this chait. In fact, if one takes a look, actually the Gemara says, Chom shimesh b'teva. Chom had relations with his wife on the teva. Chom was nichshal and pagam habris. Even though they weren't allowed to, no one was allowed to, and Chum was the only one who did. His punishment was that he had a black child. That's what the Gemara says. The slavery is for a different reason. The slavery is because of what it says in Parashas Noach, Vayar Vayaged. He saw his father uncovered, and he went and he told his brothers about it. His punishment was, Or Kanan, Eved Avadim Yele Echav. But the discoloration of the skin was because Shimesh B'Teva. So the pasuk tells us right at the beginning of the Megillah, "Hamaylech mehaydu viat kush," which is why the avadim akushim, a Jew who is nichshal in any chait and wants to remain a nichshal, especially if he loses hope and he's not interested in bettering himself because he thinks he can't, and there are some chatoim that it says in Zayah that there's no tshuva for, but there is no such thing. Tshuva helps for anything, and even though this chait, which is called chait hayodua, because it has to do with da'as, and kishri ala da'as, Purim is the yomtiv, which is ad lo yoda. On Purim, we reach the level that's higher than da'as. So Purim has the ability to be mechaper for any chait, even a chait that is connected to da'as. Purim is higher than da'as. And perhaps because Achashverosh and Haman wanted to instill into us yiyush, which yiyush is shaloimi da'as, we were zeichet to a yomtiv of Purim, which is Adalayada, higher than Da'as, where one can rectify any Pagan no matter what, even if he's a spiritual Kushi. Doesn't matter. Hamoylech mehoidu viat kush. And that we see it by the party. What did Achashverosh say? Lasois kirtsoin ish va'ish. Give them whatever they want. The Chazal say that he said, don't force them. Everyone should eat and drink what they want. Kicheng Yisad Hamelech, Rashi says Lashon Yisoid. He wanted to be pagim them in the middle of Yisoid. But what else was, what does Lashes Kirtsain Ishvish really mean? It means everyone should do whatever they want. Democracy. Do whatever you want. It feels good, do it. That's it. There's no restrictions. You can do whatever you want. That's what this party was about. Lashes Kirtsain Ishvish. Do whatever your Ratzain is. And that's Hapuch of Nasav and Ishma. That's the opposite of the idea of Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma means we don't do whatever we want. Batel ritzoyna chom epnei ritzoyna. You have to give up your ratzoyn for his ratzoyn. Even though we do want, we all want to do certain things, but that's what a Jew is. Being a Jew means that you don't do whatever you want, you do whatever Hashem wants. Well, if you try to do whatever Hashem wants. One who falls in Yiyush feels, I'm going to do whatever I want. Yiyush leads to Taivus. Taivus leads to Yiyush because one thinks if he can't control himself, or if he didn't control himself once or twice or 100 times or 1,000 times, no matter what, so forget it, which is not true. The whole idea is every day, Hayoim im Bekoiloi Sishmo, today is what counts. Doesn't matter what you did yesterday. Today. Doesn't matter what's going to be tomorrow either. A Jew has to serve Hashem daily. In the present, not in the people who are always worried about the past and they're concerned about the future, but that's not what we're supposed to do today. Hayoim in the Kolos Shmo. That's what Achashverosh was trying to instill by that party. That party was a lot more than just having a good time. It was to be metameh the Jewish people in Tumas Keri and Asher Korcha, which is why it was Haman's advice to have mitoy zohav v'chesef by the party, and that's how Haman is punished. He falls on the bed himself by Esther. As the pasuk says, and Achashverosh comes running in and screams, Hagam lichbosh ha-samalka imi babayis, and that's when Achashverosh says, kill him. So he gets his punishment, mida keneged mida. He wanted to have beds by the party, he dies because of a bed. And as we enter the month of Adar, and here we have two Adars, Adar Aleph, Adar Beis, we are pushing off Pesach, we're pushing off the Geula, and we're inserting another month so that those who have not yet rectified themselves, those who have not yet arrived, can come. In fact, one of the reasons that they used to make a leap year is for those that were far from Yerushalayim, if they couldn't get there on time, then the Beis Din would declare an Adar. It wasn't only that Pesach should fall out in the spring. It was also, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Emor, for the latecomers, the Acharis Jews. And so, one such Acharis Jew is this Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri who wants to remain a slave to his desires. He's not interested in going free. So it would seem there's no hope for such a Jew. In fact, the Pasuk says, "Va'avodai la'olam," he works forever. That's it. You're an Eved forever. He's doomed. So it would seem that Achashverosh and Haman were right. And that perhaps Yush sometimes work. Sometimes there's a reason to give up. Tell us Chazal, no. But that's not what it means. Va'avodai la'olam means Yovel. And when Yovel comes, everyone is emancipated. Everyone is freed. The power of Yovel is so great, like the Shofar by Har Sinai. The Shofar of Har Sinai removed the Yetzer Hara from Klal Yisrael temporarily. Poskazu Hamasam. They reached the highest levels, but then later it returned. They weren't ready yet. Yovel has the power to even free an Eved Ivri who wants to stay. Lasek Kirtzain Ish V'Ish. He wants to remain a slave so he can, as the Gemara says, Abda Behefkeira Nicholai. He wants to live a life that you can do whatever you want. He doesn't want to have to control himself. He's not interested in Nasa V'Nishma. V'rotza Adoina V'Oznai. His master pierces his ear. The word V'rotza is the same letters as V'otzar. In V'hoyim Shemaya we say V'otzar Es HaShemayim. If we don't do what Hashem wants, Hashem prevents the heavens from raining, and the earth will not give its produce. Shefa, as we mentioned, Shefa comes, all the produce, all the food, everything that we eat, what we drink, parnasa, is only if we do the Ratzon Hashem. If not, it's removed. The otzar. The Ratzon Adonai v'Oznei b'Matzeya. Later in the parasha, we read, "Va'avadtem eis Hashem Elokeichem," and then, "Uveirach es lachmecha v'yasmeimecha." If you serve Hashem and He's your master, and you don't have another master, a literal master, or the Yetzer Hara as your master, then, "Uveirach es lachmecha v'yasmeimecha." Then you have food and you have what to drink. Meaning, then you have parnasa. Parnasa depends on your subservience to Hashem. The more one is subservient to Hashem, the less masters one has. And we all, unfortunately, have more than one master because we have a Yetzer Hara. We fall and listen to him occasionally. So we're Eved Ivris. And those of us who enjoy it and figure, look, there's no hope anyway. Forget it. I can't conquer my Yetzer Hara. So then you're an Eved Ivri who wants to stay with his master. You don't want to go free. Lo Yetzei Chavshi. Yovel has the power to free such a person. And Yovel is Purim. Purim is the Yom Tov of Yovel. Purim is the Yom Tov that even the lowest Jew has a tikkun, the Acharis Jews, even those who went to the party and want to enjoy life and gave up, they were given a tikkun on Purim. And Purim is for them. And that's why it says Acharis before Reishis. Achashverish is Acharis v'Reishis. That should be Reishis v'Acharis. You start with the Reishis, then you get to the Acharis. No. The Acharis is before the Reishis because Purim is particularly for the Acharis Jews. That's why we start this parasha with an Eved Ivri who was the lowest Jew. He's an Acharis Jew. And we end with Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Reishis of Klal Yisrael. Or in the Mishpatim themselves, we end with the mitzvah of Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, which actually refers to Klal Yisrael that are called Hashem's first produce. That even this Eved Ivri, even this low Jew who would rather remain a slave to his desires, can rectify himself and again connect himself to Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha. And perhaps this is the reason why the Haftorah this week was chosen to be that about Shiluach Havadim. And that, as the Yerushalmi says, that was the mitzvah that was taught in Mitzrayim, in Ervas HaOretz, which the schus to get out of Mitzrayim, not to remain a slave to Mitzrayim, not to remain a slave to that which Mitzrayim stands for. Mitzrayim and Amalek, and Mitzrayim, all these nations were rampant in these inyanim, in Pagam HaBris, Pagam HaLoshon, Perah, Parah is Perah, Znus Mitzrayim was known, Zirma Susim Zirmasam. And therefore, the purpose is Shiluach Avodim, not just to send out your slaves. The purpose is to send your own. You should not be a slave. Shiluach Avodim is actually the purpose of the whole. That's exactly why we're here, because we're all slaves to our Yetzirah. The purpose of life is to free ourselves from our Yetzirah. That's what it's all about. It doesn't have to be literally an Eved Ivri or an Eved who has his ear pierced. That's also true. But yes, this is the first mitzvah, even if there was not one Eved Ivri in Klal Yisrael at that time. But that's the purpose of it all. Because every one of us, unless a person was born perfect and never did a sin in his life, every one of us experienced being an Eved Ivri once in our lives. We were once slaves to our Yetzirah, at least once. And some, more than once. And some don't want to be freed. So yes, this is very important. Of course, this is the reason why there was a Churban. This is the reason why we're in Golis right now, because we'd like to stay slaves. We like it in Golis. We love it here. Why should we want to leave? Do whatever you want. That's exactly what Shiluach Avodim is all about. And that's why the Haftarah ends off. Koyama Hashem, imloy brisi yoimam v'layil. If not for my bris of day and night, I never would have created the world. The Gemara says this refers to Torah, of course, v'agisa b'yoimam v'layil, and it refers to bris mila. It refers to shmiras habris, which is why the Torah is referred to as Sefer HaBris. Vayikach Sefer HaBris, that's where Kol HaShadibra Hashem Naseh V'Nishma, because only one who is able to say Naseh V'Nishma and really mean it, is able to keep to these Shmirois, is able to be a Shomer Bris, in Bechlal, in everything. It's only possible when one is totally subservient, but one gives up his Ritzonos, no matter how much he wants to do or not do, whatever it is. But if it's not the Ratzon Hashem, we don't do it. Naseh V'Nishma. Naseh V'Nishma is Begematria Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim means Naseh V'Nishma. When you go out of Mitzrayim, when you really leave Mitzrayim, you can walk out of Egypt, but you're still there. Really leaving Mitzrayim means that Mitzrayim is no longer in you. And you're no longer a slave, because in Mitzrayim we were slaves. We were slaves to our desires. Asher Hoytzei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim, which is why Yirmiyah reiterates and says again Mibeis Avodim, is only through Naseh V'Nishma. And perhaps that's the reason why this mitzvah Eved Ivri is connected to Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ma Farishayna Misinai, Af Elu Misinai. That the first of the Aseres Hadibris, which the first, of course, is Naseh V'Nishma. You proclaim Hashem as your God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoytzei Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim, Yibeis Avodim. All the Dibrois are included in the first. And the first is included in the word Anoichi. It's all in the word Anoichi. A Jew has to remember constantly that Hashem is watching him, watching us, and that he's the only one, and that he's the only one that we have to account for, and he's the only one that we have to be subservient to. Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim Yibeis Avodim. So therefore, the first mitzvah in Parashas Mishpatim, which corresponds to the first of the Aseres Hadibrois, is this mitzvah of Eved Ivri, which ends with the Va'avodai Le'olam, with the hope that even a person who is enslaved completely is able to get out of it as well. Purim is one such time. Purim comes right after Shoivavim. Shoivavim leads to Purim. When one rectified himself, even a little bit during these weeks, one is zeichet to simcha, one is zeichet to the hepech of yiyush, one is zeichet to tikva. One is zeichet to transform himself from a kushi to a yehudi, which a Yehudi is the opposite of a Kushi. What is a Yehudi? The Gemara says, Misha Maida b'chala Torah Kula. He's Kaifra b'Avodah Zarah, which any Aveir is Avodah Zarah. And he's Maida b'chala Torah Kula. That's what a Yehudi is. Total submission to Hashem. This year we have two Adars. Adar two times is B'gematria Deroyer. Deroyer means freedom. By Yovel it says, Ukrosem Deroyer b'oretz l'chol yoshevecha. And in the Haftarah here it says, Likroi Lohem Deroyer. We know in Chumash, Purim is mentioned in the Bracha to Binyamin, where Hashem says to Yaakov says to Binyamin, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitrof, Baboike Yechal Ad, Vilo Erev Yechalek Sholol. That even in the Erev, when it's going to be nighttime, when it's a Hester Panim, like in the time of Esther, Va'anoichi Haster Astir Panai, double Hester, Hester Besoich Hester, you don't even know it's a Hester. As the Baal Shem Tov said, that we're going to go through times when Hashem is concealed, but we're not even looking for him because we don't even know that he's hiding. Haster Aster, which such a time was during the times of Achashverosh and Haman. The Lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, that we will divide the spoils of Haman, as Rashi says in Chumash, Chazal, that these three words, the Lo Erev Yechalek Sholol, is the source for the Yom Tov of Purim. V'la'erev yichalek shalu is b'gematria likroi lohem deroyer, which is quoted in this week's Haftorah. That Purim is the Yom Tov of deroyer, mor deroyer. The Gemara says, Mordechai men ha'Torah menayin. How do we know that there's Mordechai in the Torah? Where does it say Mordechai? Aviyat l'kach l'chosamim b'samim roish, mor deroyer, mor deroyer. Mor is b'gematria amolek. Bitterness. Deror is freedom. Freedom from Amalek. Freedom from Asher Korcha, which is equal to Achashverosh, as we mentioned before. Freedom from those who are trying to instill in us Yiyush. Freedom from Tumas Keri. Freedom from that which we come on to Shoivivim to rectify us for. And on Purim, we reach that level. We're so happy. And it's interesting that Purim, specifically the lower level people are rejoicing. Everyone's... There's no difference, actually. There is no difference. You could find a Rosh Yeshiva acting like a child on Purim. Because on Purim, everyone is equal. Leich k'noises kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimtzim b'shushan. Everyone is the same. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ha-Hor. Nasa v'nishma was now. Kiyemu v'kiblu was then. Kiyemu masha kiblu kvar. Purim was a time when we recommitted ourselves to the Torah. After going through such a Yerida, Adar is A-raid. Adar is from the word A-raid. One of the elements, one of the items that Achashverosh served, or showed rather, by the party, was called Dar. The Pasuk says, Chur karpas cheles, amud ha-yishet, mitoy zov, alir tzvabat, v'oshesh, v'dar, v'soy chore. So the Gemara says, Dar is from the word Doror, which means freedom, because Achashverosh was a Republican. Why? Because Achashverosh called for a tax cut. Achashverosh said that there should be no more taxes. This way he was trying to convince everyone to come to the party. He said, if you come to my party, we're going to lower taxes. So he says, Kara Deror. He called for Deror, Bechol Medinosai. What's the raya from the word Dar? Dar is with only one resh, but Chazal are showing that he could have a word with one resh, but it's really like as if it's two. So Dar becomes Deror. And what Achashverosh does by the party is what later we merit as a result of, because we have a Purim, and Purim is the yomtiv of Deror. Purim is the yomtiv of freedom of Yovel, which Deror is Ukrosem Deror Ba'aretz. Deror Ba'aretz is b'gematria Purim b'miluoi. Deror Ba'aretz, freedom in the land. Everyone goes free, even the slaves, even those who think that there's no hope for them, even those who are enslaved to the Yetzer Hara, there's hope for them on Purim. On Purim they experience the Likroi Lohem Deror. Eis Ratzayin. Purim is an ace rotzayin is b'gematria v'lo erev yichalek shalol and likroi lohem deror. It's an ace rotzayin. It's a time to give up your rotzayin. It's a time to give up the rotzaynos that are channeled in the wrong direction, which Achashverosh had said by the party. Lasses kirtzayin ish for ish, that everyone should do what they want. Don't give your rotzayin over to Hashem. Do what you want. You hear today all the psychologists say, "What do you mean? Don't suppress it." Do whatever you want. That's what you're supposed to do. Immediate gratification is the best thing. It's terrible if you don't. That's Asher Korcha. That's Achashverosh. That's Haman. That's Amalek. Purim, we were zoicha to the Yomtiv, which is Lamailim and Hadas, that we reach such a high level, which is higher than Das, that we're able to control our Ratzon, and anyone can. And everyone can. And this parasha takes us into the second Adar that we have. The reason we have another Adar is Hashem is giving another chance. Hashem is giving a chance. There's an Ibur. There's an Ibur for the Oiver. Oiver are those who transgress. Those who are Oiver, the Ruts in Hashem, for them there's the Ibur, the same letters. V'lo Erev Yechalek Shal. V'lo Erev is the letters La Oiver. And it's also the letters La Ibur. There's an Ibur for those who are Oiver. That those who have violated, you should know that Hashem has given you another month now. You could still rectify. You have 60 days of Simcha now. You have Shoivim that goes into Adar Aleph, till Purim, almost till Purim Katan. And we have a double Purim. We have two Purims and a Purim Meshulash that takes us to Pesach. So we should be Chachamim and we should utilize the times that are coming, the great times that we're still in. And we should be Zeichet to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma and really mean it and free ourselves from the inner slavery that, unfortunately, most of us fall prey to, because everyone has a Yetzer Hara. I mean, we should be zeichet to the time when the Yetzer Hara will be removed. And with the little that we do, Hashem will do the rest. Umol Hashem alekecha es levav chavi es levav zarecha. We should be zeichet, of course, to la'ihudim ha'isa'ira v'simcha v'sasa'in v'yikor.